friends and our therapists. This is Yujung, and here on the Thirsty for Art podcast, we talk all about growing as art therapists and professionals, as well as growing our online businesses. Welcome to the podcast, and let's dive in. Hello, hello, hello. Today's episode is for those of you who are in the decision-making stage in your career path, or maybe even the indecision stage, perhaps. This is really for you who are interested in pursuing an art therapist career, but you're not sure right now, and you're kind of worried or scared about what if I do pursue this, what would happen then, things like that. And in extension, this episode can also be really helpful for those of you who are interested in going the self-employment route. Maybe you're an art therapist already and you're making the decision to go into self-employment or have your own private practice or run your own business, but you're not quite sure yet. Maybe you have your 9-to-5 job right now, but you're not sure. So it is really for anybody who is making a big decision and they're in this kind of indecision stage. So I see a lot of people online, and some of them actually reach out to me about this very topic, whether they should pursue an art therapist career. They're interested, but they're not sure. A lot of the people that I see through my individual career consultation calls bring this topic up, actually. And this is actually really hard to answer, right? And it does really require me knowing who you are in your individual situation, because every person is at a different stage in life and situation, and you would really need to make a decision based on that, right? Based on who you are. And really the answer is within you. It's within you. And you know the answer, honestly. And here I'm just going to try to help you gain a little bit more clarity about which one is right for you. So my easy answer is don't do this. Don't go the art therapist route if you're going to be scared. That's my easy answer. That's my simplistic answer. And I'm going to have a little bit more, you know, complex kind of nuanced answer soon, but wait for that. So that's my easy answer. If you're going to be scared going into this path, I wouldn't say this might be the path for you. So if you are scared of the investment, because, you know, becoming an art therapist does really require a lot of investment, and you are worried about, hey, what would happen if I go into this path and X, Y, and Z happens? I don't know what that would be. Maybe you might have these like worst case scenarios or scenarios where things don't work out the way that you want it to work out. So if you are going into this path, worried about that all the time, like that is a big, big concern of yours, then I think that going in this path wouldn't be right for you, because I don't think it's really for people who are wanting complete stability in their lives, because I think that this career path in and of itself, in essence, has a lot of uncertainties in it, has a lot of ups and downs with it, some challenges with it, you know, just like a lot of other fields, really, honestly, there are a lot of challenges to it. And yeah, so it's going to require you to be a little bit brave, going to be require you to have some guts, to have this ability to pull through or push through, even if things are not certain. And if you are just going to give it a try, quote unquote, and see, I would say don't do that. Don't give it a try, because, you know, this path is going to require your all and even more. So if you're going to just give it a try and see, most likely you won't see the results that you want, because to see the results that you want, you have to give it all. So, you know, I know art therapists who actually do dissuade a lot of people getting into this field. And they do it for logical reasons, for sure, because it's like super expensive, right? Requires, you know, high investment financially and time-wise and your energy-wise. And you likely will need to get into debt, a lot of it too, that you have to pay back for a long time, likely, if you can't really pay the tuition from your own pocket. So even though I acknowledge this fact, like I acknowledge that it is a high investment career field, I don't like to give that of a simple answer. Like the simple answer that I gave right now, or the simple answer that some art therapists give to people who are interested, and it actually dissuades people from getting into the field. I find that that's a little simple, because I have this kind of bigger point of view on what it means to do what you love. I always think that that part of the equation needs to be really considered as well. So the first thing I would really recommend that you think about is to determine if art therapy is a real passion of yours. Is it a real passion? Is it a dedication that you can make? Is it a commitment that you can make? Or is it just a pastime, or is it just a passing interest? Or it's like, wouldn't it be nice if, almost, right? Would it be something that you'd be interested for a little while, but then get tired of after a while, right? You too have to know yourself well in this situation to answer this question, if art therapy is a passion of yours. Because passion is really persistent, is commitment, is dedication, is sacrifice, is something that's really worthy of your time and energy and your life. So really important to consider that question. And I think that some of you might have to really take some time to mull that over, take a walk, talk to other people perhaps that you trust, and more so consult with yourself, your inner, you know, the deepest part of yourself, your soul, right? To find that answer, because nobody else is going to tell you that answer if art therapy is a real passion of yours or not. Only you can know. But if you do determine that, right, if your answer is yes, you know, art therapy is my real passion, it is something that I can dedicate my life to, and it's going to be worth it, then yes, please go for it. Please go for that art therapy career path. Please become an art therapist, because it's for you, really. You know, this is my kind of philosophy and approach. It's like, you have one life, and no matter what decision you make, you're going to have to take a risk, right? Nothing in life comes without some risk. You can do nothing in life that has zero risks, right? Life is full of risks. Everywhere you turn, there's a risk, right? And for example, right now in this decision-making stage, if you don't make a decision and you stay in the same job or the same field as you're in right now that you don't like, then that in and of itself has risk. Are you staying the same? Is a risk. There is a risk that comes with it too, right? There's a risk of you being unhappy and feeling empty, of you being filled with regret at a later point in life. Why didn't I try that? Or, right, something like that. And the other part of this decision is like, if you do go for what you want, there is a risk to that as well, right? Because there's a risk of failure. There's a risk that things might not go the way that you want, or might not go faster than you want, or whatever it is, right? There are a lot of risks in this decision, in this path as well. So no matter what, you know, path A, path B, A or B, both has risks, right? You see what I'm saying here? So the question really is, what risk are you going to take? What risk are you willing to take? What risk can you take and be not filled with regret? when you look back on yourself, right? I think that a lot of the times we don't think about that. Like when we make a decision, think about if I don't do this, am I going to regret it? Or if I do this, am I going to regret it? Right? That can be a big thing, right? So consider what risk are you willing to take? Path A, path B. What are you more willing to take and accept? Which one? Because, you know, both has just different types of risks. Which one will you pay for? Which one will you be more willing to pay for? The risk of staying same or the risk of change, right? There is a fee for either one of those. There is a fee that you have to pay. I see a lot of people want to not take risks at all in life, not pay the price for things in life, right? Not let go of something in order to allow new things to happen. But I think the fact is that we always have to pay a price for something. Right? We won't get rainbows and ponies for free. We won't get sunshines in 80 degree weather all the time without some rain. So the real question is, which one are you willing to pay for, right? Which one is it worth it for you to pay the risk? Path A, path B, being where you are right now, or going for something different? Which one do you think you're more willing to pay for? And there is no judgment either way. It's just you just take the responsibility of your choice as an adult. If you stay the same, then you take responsibility for that and be where you are. And if you take the choice of change, then you take responsibility for that choice as well, and manage what happens afterwards as well, and find ways to problem solve if something happens. So perhaps you might want to put this question down in your journal or somewhere around you where you can see. This is a really good question to ask yourself. Which one is worth the risk for me? Or maybe the other way to phrase this is to ask, which one would you say is hashtag worth it? Which one is it worth it for you? Right, which one is worth the risk for you to take in life? Because, you know, isn't your life worth it, right? Isn't your life precious? Isn't your time and effort really special and something that should be respected and upheld, right? So you want to choose something, choose the path that is worth your time, right? That is worth your efforts and your focus and your attention, right? If you can answer that, like if you can say, hey, you're going into art therapy path or becoming this art therapist is worth it for me, that process is worth it for me, then I would say, hey, you know, this is really the path for you. You can really make it. Like, you can be really good. Because if you feel uncertain about, hey, if this is going to be worth it, then I don't think you will have that answer, right? Like, the whole way through, you're still going to grapple. Even when you have become an art therapist, you're going to grapple with that question. Was this worth it? Because I think it comes down to this, like knowing who you are and really cherishing who you are becoming when you make a choice and stick with it and take responsibility for it. Like, if you can respect and honor who you are and who you're becoming in that process, then everything can be worth it, I think. But of course, everybody has a, you know, personal preferences and things like that. You know, some days I like to hike up to the top of the mountain because the view is worth it. Of course, other people might see that as, hey, that's not worth it. That's just a view that you just see for a couple minutes, but you've hiked up like 3 hours in this rocky terrain, you know, out of breath. Right? So for some people, that's not worth it. But But for me, it's that view is worth it because it's not just a view, right? It's not just a view, but it's just who I become, who I am as I hike up that rocky mountain, right? Who can go through this challenge, who are growing muscles and endurance and enjoying the challenge as I hike up. So it's not just the goal, but also the process of who I become or who I am going on this journey. So I think it's the same for other people. You know, both that process and that view is not worth it for them because I don't know, personally, their preference is not hiking. Maybe it's biking or some other exercise. But for me, that is, right? I can't just say the view is what makes me go up too, because that's not sustainable, right? The process also makes me so lit up and passionate. And it's the same for art therapy too. Like, it was not just to become an art therapist. It was a process of learning about myself, learning about other people, understanding psychology, understanding art making on a so much more deeper level, right? That understanding and learning was also a very important part of my reason to pursue this art therapist career path. So I would say this for you guys who are deciding on this career, not just think about the goal of ultimate goal of becoming an art therapist and being called an art therapist, but also is it worth it for you to go through that whole process of training and learning and gaining knowledge for you? And also knowing that that is a very challenging process, right? Right, it's not easy for sure, but are you a person who can take that challenge and grow yourself from that, accept who you are in that challenging kind of path, and even enjoy the challenge? Like, are you that kind of person? If yes, then wow. I think probably our therapist career is for you. If you can enjoy the process or take something out of the process, right? At least make meaning out of that process and then also love the idea of becoming an art therapist as well, then I think that you have probably made a good choice then, right? So I want to also leave you with this for those of you who are determining your business path, like who are art therapists already and you're considering getting into business or being self-employed. I know you are listening. And this everything that I've told you before here really applies to you too. Like, which path are you willing to take the risk for? What's worth it for you, right? Being employed or being self-employed. And I want to add this too, like, in life, there is no guarantee. Like, you can be 9 to 5, and no one can guarantee you that you're gonna have stability for the rest of your life. And you're gonna be in the same situation for the rest of your life. No human being can give you a guarantee. They're not God, right? They can't guarantee something that something will not change, right? And also, if you go into the self-employment path, there's no guarantee either. Either way, there is no guarantee. You know, I've heard doctors who, you know, a lot of the times we think that becoming a doctor means a lot of stability and financial success. But I've heard of doctors who get fired all of a sudden. I hear really highly educated professionals in companies get fired for, you know, all of a sudden. And then they have to go into self-employment path almost as a last resort, sort of, because they were put in this situation all of a sudden. It's unexpected. In reality, there is no guarantee for anything. So whatever you're trying to rely on in your 9 to 5 or whatever fear that you have about self-employment, there is a other type of fear also in 9 to 5. There's also another type of risk that's involved in 9 to 5. There's just no guarantees on anything. Yeah, I mean, we are living in this human, imperfect world where things can change and we cannot predict things. And so when that's the case, we have to do what we want to do, right? If things are going to change and if things are not guaranteed, why do the thing that you hate? Or why do the thing that you know is not aligned with you, deep inside of you? Why do the thing that does not really fulfill you, right? A lot of the times, the reason why we want to go into the self-employment path is because we feel like it's not really aligned with who we are and how we do things and how we do our therapy work. So when there is no guarantee, although that almost sounds like pessimistic, right? Like, oh, the world is full of risks and there are no guarantees. I see that as a beautiful thing almost. It's not pessimistic. It's like accepting the realities, the black and white, the mud that's underneath the lotus, kind of, right? The beauty of contrast, the beauty of having so many different shades of colors in this world. And we just accept that. We accept that there is no control, there is no guarantee, there is no risk-free path. And we simply choose at the end of the day what we truly want, what truly lights us up, what truly lights you up, what really makes you fulfilled and happy. So there is no guarantee in life. Choose what you want. All right, so I hope that this was helpful for you guys. You know, the answer is always within you. You know what it is. If you are feeling afraid to choose what you know you need or what you know is right for you, have a conversation with your fear. Have a conversation with it. How about allowing the fear to be there? Right? How about letting that fear be in the back seat? But then at the end of the day, know that you are in charge. You are in the driver's seat and you can make a choice and take responsibility. All right, again, thanks for listening. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.